Macca here until 1 o'clock. Lunchtime social debate here at one. Right now we've got a, well, I'm believing we've got a husband and wife team that call themselves Vulgar and Polite. Or have I got that round the right way or the wrong way?
Wrong way.
The wrong way. Now I'm looking. It's Peter and Lucy. I'm guessing you're Lucy. Morning.
Morning.
How are you? You all right?
Fine.
Good. And Peter as well. Now, you run a coffee shop?
It's a coffee van, and we have a roastery in our garden as well. So we roast the coffee in our garden and sell it through our van.
Wow. That's a first on the island, isn't it?
We're a couple of almost pensioners that are wanting to be 50 years younger.
Wow.
We were teachers originally,
right.
And we reached 50, and we thought it's time for a change. And we thought, what can we do? What are we interested in? Peter was a chemistry teacher, and I was a French teacher. So we thought, well, we loved coffee, and we thought it's time to branch out and do something different.
Incredible. That's a gigantic leap, isn't it? Really is. So, my co-host and I, she's disappeared, but we're both 50 in a couple of weeks' time, so we're just thinking, well, what can we do?
Do you want to buy a van?
Yeah. Now, when you were, because obviously you must be, like, experts in coffee.
Yes.
And,
yes, so confidently.
So, just say, for instance, if you go around someone's house and, how do you get over the fact that their coffee might not be very nice?
Well, there's always an awkwardness about it, to be honest. Especially if they know that I'm a roaster, they tend to not offer me coffee. To be honest, it's they say, do you want a cup of tea or chocolate or something, and they just assume that their coffee's rubbish.
Yeah.
So there's always a social awkwardness about it. But it's a good laugh. It's good fun.
Yeah, I would imagine it would either break the ice or there'd be an atmosphere.
No, we always have a laugh about it. We always have a laugh about it.
Because it must be so. Because I'd be conscious of the fact that if you come round to my house, you're only going to get some Nescafe.
Yeah, but you're part of the past.
I certainly am.
There's lots of people that are Nescafe people, but nowadays people are becoming more sophisticated. They see the Starbucks and the Costas of this world, and they go into there. They want something more. They expect more of their coffee now. And yes, whilst the cup of Nescafe is fine for first thing in the morning or when you're desperate, people are increasing their expectations. They have a bigger demand. And what we want is this thing that you can do it for yourself. So I'm a coffee roaster, and we sell it through the van, but we also talk about the coffee. I talk about the different sorts of coffees that I roast. And I say, well, rather than buying some expensive machine, just buy a £1.50 plastic cone, or even better, a £4 ceramic cone. And you can make a superb cup of coffee, absolutely superb, the best you'll get anywhere in the world. And that's far better than the Nescafe rubbish.
All right, okay. I grew up on Nescafe, so I'm thinking.
But so did I.
Maybe I ought to just sort of change things. Well, we used to get that Mellow Bird stuff years ago, and that was horrible. So how does it work then? Is you got the van? I mean, is it dry? You hand out the coffee, or do you actually make it yourself? And put it in cups and give people. I mean, how does it all work?
What happens? What we really want to do on the island, there are so many roasters around in the UK, so many people that are roasting coffee. On the island, there are just two of us, and we are very small. I've got the smallest possible commercial roaster. In fact, I sometimes laugh when I call myself a business. We have the smallest possible commercial roaster. And because of that, what we want to do is to find the best quality green beans that we can, to ethically source them and to roast them really sensitively, really carefully, and then to put these together in what we call the Buxom blend. It's not bitter, it's strong.
Right.
It's a good handful, so to speak. And it's to put them together. And we have our unique blend, but it's something that we really, really believe in. It's something that we really like. And so I blend these beans together. And we either sell them through our van, and we enjoy doing that because we can talk to lots of people. I can talk to them about the different beans that are in the blend. But we also have, they're called single origin beans, they're speciality beans, that we sell through a couple of farm shops on the island, about four farm shops I think we've got now on the island.
Two cafes.
And a couple of cafes in Newport who sell our...
That's Island Bakers and Skin Trade.
And Skin Trade. Mm. Just to get a quick plug in.
Yeah, you plug away.
Yeah.
You plug away. I see you here with the machinery. Is that what you've given us a leaflet, and there's a picture of you there. I don't know what you're actually doing there, but you've got
that's my little roaster on the leaflet there. It's my little Turkish roaster. I call it. We say we've got a roastery in the garden. It's actually a shed, a Lushington shed.
We couldn't put it in the house.
You couldn't?
No, not really.
Well, we could, but there's danger we might set fire to the house.
How much aroma is around outside?
Wonderful aroma.
Do you get comments?
Yeah, we get comments. We do. It doesn't smell of coffee. The guy next door says it smells of curry. when I'm roasting.
Right.
Be careful with the washing. Yeah. Do it not on a washing day.
Because it makes it smell.
It's a bit like the Vatican. Yeah. You know the Vatican, when they elect a new pope and this white smoke goes up?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, but it happens every 10 minutes when I'm roasting.
Fascinating. Yeah. So how often would you get out in the garden and roast?
It depends how much coffee people order, obviously. But on average, it's about 2 mornings a week.
Right.
So about two 4-hour sessions a week.
Okay.
And I roast 1 kilogram at a time, 1 kilogram of green beans at a time.
But because we're small, we're actually in control. We do small batches and we're more in control of what we're doing. We're not big.
Right.
You know, so that's quite a good advantage, really. You can do bespoke blends and things like that.
So come on, talk us through some blends then, because my mum used to make this sauce. She used to get this stuff that tasted like Irish coffee. It tasted like there was whiskey in it. There was something that, I can't remember the name of it.
I know what you mean. Yeah. That's not quite what we do in the show.
So what flavours?
Okay, what we've got in our blend, we have the Brazilian Fazenda Pantano, which is a sweetness. We say it's got the background notes to a flavour, okay? It's a bit like potatoes on a meal, you know. You'd notice if they weren't there. The Brazilian provides those background notes. We've got Colombian Agostino Forest, and the Colombian Agostino Forest, that provides us real fruitiness of the bean, because coffee is a fruit. You want some fruit there. You don't want it there too much, but you want the fruit there. We have some Sumatra Aceh, and that provides the chocolatiness, that this real buttery chocolatiness. So you've got this autumn fruit from the Colombian, you've got the chocolatiness from the Sumatra, and just to finish it off, just to make it a bit more unique, I have a very small percentage of Indian Malabar in there, which just gives it a hint of spice. Now, the critical thing with my coffee is that I do it to something called a city roast, or sometimes a full city roast, and that means that you preserve the flavours of each of those 4 different beans. All of those flavours are put together, so you end up with a melange of flavour, and it hits your mouth when you drink it, as opposed to an Italian type coffee, which is, it's done to something called a continental roast, so it's a darker roast, and so it's more bitter. And so when you drink that sort of coffee, you just get degrees of bitterness, either very bitter or not so bitter, maybe with a bit of chocolate in there as well. My coffee's not like that. I don't want to go for bitterness. I want to do something different. Coffee is a fruit. I've got very good quality fruits in my coffee. I want those flavours to be preserved. So I do a slightly lighter roast, and it preserves those flavours, and they all come together in the drink. So when you drink my coffee, what you have in your mouth is chocolate and fruit, and that's the flavour that's at the back of your tongue as it goes down.
How amazing. You are very passionate about what you do.
Oh,
I don't think
coffee.
I've ever had a conversation with somebody that is so passionate about their coffee. It's incredible. It's good to see as well, because I think it's sort of... I sat here thinking, oh, I'd like to try that. I'd like to come out of my comfort zone and try that. Mm. I only have 2 coffees a day. I'm very, regimented, if you like.
Coffee's good for your health. Despite all of these 20, 30 years ago, with people thinking coffee's so bad for you, it's so good for your health. Up to 5 cups a day.
So what can you recommend to me, knowing that my palate would be used to something like, not Maxwell House, but Nescafe? So what would you recommend?
My favourite at the moment is an Ethiopian Kurima. And this is a light roast coffee. Get it at Farmer Jack's. Ethiopian Kurima. And what most people do that buy our coffees, they'll have a cafetiere. And the beauty of a Kurima is that it's a medium flavour. And when you drink it, you can taste the butteriness and the gentle fruits in your mouth. It really does. And it's good for drinking in a big cup. So rather than just a small amount, which is what you'd have with a Bialetti with a mocha pot or something like that, which is really strong and intense, it's a big cup, it's nice in the morning, it's not bitter, and it really does start the day off quite well. And okay. It's beautiful. Lasts throughout the day. It's a good one. So that's an Ethiopia Quarima.
What was it called again? Quarima.
Ethiopian Quarima.
Right, okay.
Q-O-R-E-M-A.
Okay, if I wanted to know these details, you must have a website.
We do have a website.
Good.
Which is jasperscoffee.co.uk.
Jasperscoffee.co.uk. Excellent. Okay. Well, it's fascinating. It really is. And I notice you ain't brought any with you.
Well, I was told it was a radio station.
Well, we got our own brand out there. I've got no idea what we use, but I mean, I don't suppose anyone's offered you a coffee, have they?
No, of course not. Well, that takes us back to the start of the conversation. Now, you have to invite us back. And I can make... See, what I love doing, it's not just about the coffee, it's how you make the coffee. See, most people use cafetiere, but I find cafetiere is really boring. Absolutely boring.
The filter
boring.
Is good. It's really good. And the filter takes out some of the debris from the coffee bean, doesn't it?
You filter out a lot of the toxins as well in coffee. So a filter paper coffee is far healthier for you. And it tastes nice, a cleaner flavour. Mm.
Do your coffees have to be filtered?
No, not at all. As I say, most people use them in a cafetiere. A cafetiere isn't my... With a cafetiere, you always get these bits of coffee that come through.
Yeah.
Whereas I like the Aeropress and the V60s and the Chemexes. It sounds wonderful, but they're actually quite... An Aeropress is just over £20 to buy an Aeropress. And it's a wonderful way of making coffee. It's so easy to do and it's so groovy.
Because I must admit, I kind of, you know, in the past, my mum has always been, I'd call her a coffee snob, but compared to you, she always used to have this percolator going, and I used to think, for two coffees a day, it's not worth the hassle. So there are easier ways of doing it.
Well, it's funny, because in the 1970s, I used to work for John Lewis's in Stoke-on-Trent, and I was the coffee guy, funnily enough, selling Kenko coffees in these big copper tubs. And everyone always then, it wasn't cafetieres, it was percolators, and that's how everyone made them. And I thought, I'd better try it. I've been selling this stuff for 6 months, so I thought I'd better try what I'm selling. And I used a percolator, and I thought it was disgusting, to be honest.
Yeah, but also, you know, we've had other influences, because my sister worked for Monmouth Coffee in London for ages.
Right.
And so we got very used to having filter coffees and good quality coffees, single origin coffees, a long while back. So we've had other influences as well.
Can you... give me some advice on what machinery that I should get so I can get the best out of the coffee that I'm going to purchase from you.
Okay.
But also so that it's quick and easy.
Okay. One, you don't need a machine other than a kettle. Is a kettle a machine? Yes, it is. Okay, so you need a kettle. Secondly, I would strongly advise you to buy a cone. Just a cheap plastic cone. They sell them at Hearst in Newport. But the better ones are the ceramic cones. Okay, they cost about £4 or £5, a ceramic cone.
Right.
Some filter papers, you can buy 40 filter papers from Morrison's for £1.20. And some coffee, and that's it.
Some coffee?
Yeah.
And we just put a spoonful of the coffee
you
in there?
Two tablespoons of coffee into the filter paper. It's a size 2 cone, okay? Two tablespoons of coffee into there and just pour the water in. You slowly pour the water in.
But the best thing would be to buy beans, wouldn't it? So you can grind them
yourself.
Well,
that's if you've got a grinder, yeah. That's the step up. The best thing to do is to buy beans, as Lucy says, and to grind the beans yourself. But you can buy hand grinders for £20, and you've got that real smell. It's like an explosion of odour that comes up to your nose first thing in the morning. And that really is the best thing to do.
Right, okay.
Not going to say to you is to buy a Nespresso machine, because that's what everyone does, and it's so environmentally unfriendly, and they're so expensive. They might look groovy in the kitchen, but no, don't go for it.
So I'm going to go and get myself one of these cones.
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm going to come and see you and get some Ethiopian...
Quarima.
Quarima.
What you need to do is to invite me back... in the morning show, and to make an Aeropress, and to make
and
a
we'll
Chemex
have the coffee
live,
while talking
live on air.
Yeah,
how great would that be?
That would be
you
good.
You have to have a microphone on the machine, so blub, 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 so you can hear it.
That'd be great. Yeah, are you up for that?
Yeah, okay. We're up for that.
Yeah, okay.
One technique a day, sort of thing.
Wonderful.
Let people make the choice, and then you can have a drink of it afterwards. Then and describe it.
Absolutely. We'll get John to sort that out then, because that's a definite. It's really funny that honestly, this is true. I've got the next song that is queued up. It's all about having a cup of tea, sipping a cup of tea in the garden. They're a local band. They're called the Weather Kings.
And
honestly, the lyrics are wonderful because he makes up. I'm sure he makes it up as he goes along. Sipping some tea in the garden, it goes. And I'm thinking we've just been talking about
the coffee.
Link,
you see, that's the link.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Hey, look, caffeine. It's been a pleasure to meet you both. Please come back. And because honestly, I'm 50. I want to change. I don't want to be drinking Nescafe all my life. I want to try a few things out.
It counteracts the effects of alcohol as well, so it improves the health of your liver. So that must be good, mustn't it?
So I've got to get myself a cone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
filter coffee.
And some filter paper. And that's it. It will cost you £5-6 to get yourself rock and rolling.
Okay.
And you're tasting the highest quality coffee in the world.
All right. Just give us that website again, one more time.
jasperscoffee.co.uk.
And look out for the van, because that's out and about.
The van's called Josephine.
The little Citroen H van.
Little Citroen H.
I love the van. I think it looks so... It's so oldie-worldy, but modern, if that's a bit, yeah. Whereabouts can we see you guys?
We're doing two street fairs this weekend at Bonchurch and Benbridge at the Bank Holiday. We're actually doing coffee at the Royal Yacht Squadron in June because they've got a bicentenary ball.
Osborne House in July.
Osborne House party.
We're at the County Show.
County Show. Ventnor Fringe.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay. I might come and see you at Bonchurch this weekend.
Bonchurch Street Fair.
On the Sunday. And Benbridge Street Fair on Monday.
Okay.
We'll give you a free coffee.
I'm there, I'm coming. Okay, look, we'll come back in a mo with that.
Nobody else.
We'll come back in a mo with that song that we were talking about from the Weather Kings, but right now we'll take a quick break and say, Lucy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Peter, thank you very much as well. And good luck, and we'll see you at the weekend at some point.